十年。
卫生，啊。
Victoria.
Really. Now that we've got your attention. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to go from good to better to best, and we'll build some walls. But first, I want to let you know about the upcoming Catalina Island Chili Cook-Off, sponsored by the Avalon Rotary Club. On Saturday, May 21st, chefs from all over the country will be here on the island to compete for the best of three different types of chili. And as if that weren't enough, there'll also be a local salsa competition. This is an all-ages event featuring food, fun, sun, games, raffles, and music by Blackjack, and you need to be there. I will be. That's Saturday, May 21st, from 11 to 6 at South Beach, Avalon. All proceeds go to benefit various projects of the Avalon Rotary Club Foundation and the Avalon Lions Club. And KISL directly benefited from one of those projects a couple of years ago with the new stairs here leading up to the massive KISL studio complex. So make sure you show your appreciation and help give back by joining me at the Catalina Island Chili Cook-Off on Saturday, May 21st from 11 to 6. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com. Event, B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. And search Catalina. So in anticipation of the Avalon Chili Cook-Off, here's a topic we've not had on the show before, a set of rapidly rotating records about chili, beginning with Bill Hayd's Cubs, who have the Chili Blues. Thank you.
just got a line from a friend of mine, living in Chile land, living a life so grand. He said, tell the world I'm down here to stay, never come back no more, never will leave this shore. 'Cause I've got a gal named Bum Bum, believe me when I say, she did a cute little dance with a tom-tom, stole my heart away. I love my Chile Bum Bum, my Chile Bum Bum, and Chile Bum Bum love me. We get so chummy chum chum, so chummy chum chum, as silly as we can be. I tell you, she's got a little gray spot where both of us strut. It's nothing but harmony. You've heard about the kind of girls that men forget. Well, here's a baby you'll remember all your life, I'll bet. Believe me, I have a lot of fun with Chile Bum Bum, 'cause Chile Bum Bum loves me. Chile Bum Bum is crazy, yes, crazy about my style. I call her my sunshine daisy because I love her smile. Chile Bum Bum is careful, but she's a kissing bug. And every night in her parlor, oh, how she loves to hug. Chile Bum Bum and I went down through a shady dell. We cuddled up neath a bamboo tree, then I began to yell. I tell you, she's got a little grass hut where both of us strut. It's nothing but harmony. You've heard about the kind of girls that men forget. Well, here's a baby you'll remember all your life, I'll bet. Believe me, I have a lot of fun with Chile Bum Bum, 'cause Chile Bum Bum loves me.
A famous Cuban dance that you do with the swing and the shout. Yeah. But when they topped it with chili and romance, this new hullabaloo is what came out. Yeah. Chili con conga, chili con conga. That's the new song, that's the new song. Yaha, that's a Cuban jive. Chili con conga, chili con conga. Let's beat the bonga, let's beat the bonga. Yaha, that's a Cuban jive. First you give it that, then you give it this, then you tip your hip and try to steal a kiss. You can't miss. Chili con conga, chili con conga. That's a new song. Let's kick the conga. Yaha, that's Cuban jive. Yaha, yaha, yaha. Chili con conga. We'll be right back.
Let's kick the conga, let's kick the conga. Yaha, that's a Cuban jive. Yaha, yaha, yaha.
Well, there's Chili Con Carne and Chili Con Queso, but there you had Cab Calloway and his orchestra on October 17, 1939, with Chili Con Conga. Chili Con Conga was written by Paul Barron, Abe Tuvim, and Irving Mills. Abe Tuvim, T-U-V-I-M, was born May 10, 1895, in New York City, and from 1929 to 1937 was president of the American Federation of Musicians. He also wrote the lyrics to A Gay Ranchero and No Peace in My Soul from the 1934 Broadway show Africana. Before that, it was the vocal duet of Billy Murray and Ed Smalley, backed by the Virginians, directed by Edward T. King, with Chili Bomb Bomb, written by Walter Donaldson. That Victor recording was made on the very last day of 1923. We started that Chili set with Bill Hade's Cubs, credited on the label of that Broadway 78 as the Castle Farm Serenaders, and Chili Blues. That July 1928 recording made in Chicago had some interesting Hawaiian guitar mixed in with the Chicago jazz, and the drummer was possibly William Paley. William Paley the drummer, not William S. Paley, the longtime president of CBS, whose inclusion on a 1985 Cosmopolitan article list of the top 10 most eligible bachelors in the U.S. while he was in his 80s was an inspiration for David Letterman's top 10 lists. And don't forget the Catalina Island Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, May 21st. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. 10 years ago, following a 14-mile round-trip hike to the world's longest curved wooden railroad trestle at Goat Canyon in eastern San Diego County, my son and a friend and I stopped in at the Hakumba Motel and Spa for a frosty beverage. The place had certainly seen better days, but had a decent bar, so we sauntered in. It being Veterans Day, several of the friendly locals began buying us rounds to celebrate our service. Now, for the record, I am not a veteran, but somehow wound up being referred to by our hosts as the Commodore. The story gets much better and is far too long to tell here, but that experience led Kevin and Steve to create what has become known as the Hoist, a gathering at Churchill's Pub and Grill in San Marcos, California, each Memorial Day, Veterans Day, and Pearl Harbor Day, to raise a glass to honor and remember those who serve, have served, and have fallen in service to our country. To more formalize the event and create a legacy for all to remember and reflect upon each time they visit Churchill's, Kevin and Steve, along with their friends Adam and Ivan, commissioned a custom mural painted by professional artist Sean Dominguez. The wall, as it is known, was dedicated last Thursday evening, and there was a standing-room-only crowd of veterans, family, and friends on the back patio of Churchill's, as the mural, painted on the side of the building, was unveiled and the flags of the five services, the POWMIA flag, and the national colors were presented and mounted above it. I was happy to be able to be there and am looking forward to the upcoming Memorial Day hoist. If you're in the area of San Marcos, California, stop in at Churchill's to take a look, remember, and reflect. So, in celebration of the wall, and with thanks for all who had a hand in creating the wall, and in Thursday's dedication, especially the entire staff of Churchill's Pub and Grill, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about walls, beginning with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. Thank you. Recorded just a few weeks after the Wall Street crash, that was the Jungle Band, Duke Ellington and his orchestra, with Wall Street Whale, waxed December 10, 1929. Wall Street Whale was written by Duke Ellington and Irving Mills. Before that, it was Red Norvo, who introduced the xylophone to jazz as a solo instrument, with his April 8, 1933 recording debut as a band leader, and Hole in the Wall. Later in 1933, he met and married Mildred Bailey, who became the vocalist in his big band, and together they were known as Mr. and Mrs. Swing. We started off that Wall set with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians with Four Walls, composed by Dave Dreyer and Al Jolson. Bob Treister, Charles Murray, and Sam Brown sang the Billy Rose lyric.
Listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
For the next three segments, we're going to go from good to better to best, beginning with the Kansas City Stompers and a terrific record, Good Feeling Blues.
Thank you. chapel bells are ringing, where ivy vines are clinging, it seems that they are singing, good evening. The whole day I've been craving to reach our little haven, where I can see you waving, good evening. There's old Mr. Moon smiling down his greeting, while the twinkling stars send their welcome too. They're telling you what bliss is and what a great world this is, while you tell me with kisses, good evening.
Isham Jones and his orchestra with vocal refrain by Frank Silvano on Good Evening from a Brunswick 78 made in Chicago on September 10, 1930. Good Evening was written by Tot Seymour, Charles O'Flynn, and Al Hoffman. Before that, the Piccadilly Players were Feeling Good in the Edison Studios on February 20, 1928. Piccadilly Players may sound like it's a British group, but in fact the band was under the management of the Paul Whiteman Organization and was led by Melville Morris, who was Whiteman's booking manager. They played at the Piccadilly Hotel in New York, but apparently the group had been using the name Piccadilly Players long before the hotel was in existence. Feeling Good was written by Jack Yellen and Gwen Murphy. We started that good set with the Kansas City Tin Roof Stompers and Good Feeling Blues. That Brunswick 78 was recorded in Chicago on July 2, 1929. Good Feelin' Blues was written by J.V. December. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. The last segment was good. This one is better. Here's Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra.
You say, ain't young Gilbert grand? You know better than that. And in your parlor, I'm so blue, I should be loving you. You talk Ronald Coleman, ooh, you know better than that. And I try to talk about the stars above, but all you talk about are movie stars you love. When you tell me with surprise, I'm like some movie guys. Why bring up Ben Turpin's eyes? You know better than that. Thank you.
Thank you. one adorable baby. What I do for her ain't maybe. The more you know her, the more she'll grow upon you. Everybody wants to meet her, see that winning smile, 'cause there ain't nobody sweeter in a thousand mile. Oh, they don't come better than Betty, there ain't none better than Betty. They don't come better, 'cause I know Betty's the best.
From September 4th, 1928, that was Billy James Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that Sterling 78 as Clarence Sherman's Orchestra, with They Don't Come Any Better Than Betty. The vocalist is unidentified, but one of the two trumpeters is believed to be Tommy Gott, who played trumpet for Harry Reaser. They Don't Come Any Better Than Betty was written by Redmond Farrar, who also brought us I'd Leave 10 Men Like Yours to Love One Man Like Mine, and You'll Never Be Missed 100 years from now. That's kind of depressing. The Sterling label was issued by the Compo Company in Canada, but the recordings were from Masters of the Regal Record Company in the U.S. Before Betty, it was Slim Lamar and his Southerners with Better Than Nothing, recorded in Camden, New Jersey for Victor on February 11, 1929. It was written by Jim Rush, and the vocal refrain was by Slim Lamar and Will McLeod. That was preceded by Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra with Moonshine is Better Than Sunshine, with Jack Payne himself providing the vocal on that April 23, 1930 British Columbia recording. We started off this better set with Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra, credited on the label of that December 17, 1929 Romeo 78 as Dubin's Dandies, with You Know Better Than That. You Know Better Than That was written by Billy Covell and Charles Kenny, the same team who also brought us Why Do They Call It a Drugstore, which was recorded by Jerry Macy and Ed Smalley.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
We've had good and better, but we've saved the best for last. Here's the Van Epps Dance Orchestra. Thank you.
had a man, nothing but the best. Now you understand, that's why I want you. Nothing but the best, you just seem to be different than the rest. Honey, can't you see that's why I want you. You're just like the cream taken from the milk, and to me you seem just as fine as silk. That's why I love you. All my prayers are answered, all my dreams come true, all because I found nothing but the best in you. Thank you.
we started off the best segment of the show with the Van Epps Dance Orchestra on February 28, 1934, and Nothing But the Best. This was a very different group from the Van Epps groups of the teens and 20s, and probably consists of members of the Freddie Martin Orchestra, including Bunny Berrigan and Artie Shaw, with George Van Epps on guitar. Nothing But the Best was written by the trio of Carmen Lombardo, Gerald Marks, and Charlie Tobias. Next, it was George Olson and his music with My Best Girl, written by Walter Donaldson. That Victor recording was made November 11, 1924. We finished up with Bailey's Lucky Seven with the musical question, Who Loved You Best? That Jeanette 78 is from September 25, 1925. Who Loved You Best was written by Sterling Whipple, Richard Wiley, and Maury Davidson. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Here's one more reminder about the Avalon Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, May 21st, from 11 to 6. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶